Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. The Belfry Theatre debuts their newest production, Being Here, The Refugee Project, on March 16th. The production, which will run to the 21st, will stream online due to COVID-19 restrictions. Created by Joel Birnbaum and directed by Michael Shimada, Being Here, The Refugee Project centers around the lives of a diverse array of refugees and their sponsors. The play is created through a form of theater called documentary or verbatim theater, which builds dialogue from the transcripts of interviews that Birnbaum conducted with refugees and their sponsors across Canada. Birnbaum states that while the entirety of the transcripts are not used, this fusion of journalism and theater allows complex topics to be approached in ways previously unattainable.
You can give more with this form of journalism, because I do believe verbatim theater is a type of journalism. And you can do more than the traditional media, because even long form print, for example, has a certain limitation, a time limitation and a word limitation. Whereas we have the luxury, much like a documentary, where you can allow people's stories to breathe a little longer. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what gives us the latitude to not fall into traditional tropes about people and their very human stories.
The identities of the people interviewed are kept anonymous and given pseudonyms in the play. Birnbaum states that the anonymity adds an extra layer to the audience experience.
But we give pseudonyms or fake names to everyone, because it's a way to create, by creating anonymity for everyone, we not only protect people's stories, but we make it so that any of these people could be any of the people that we all live with in any of the cities that we live in. Truly, the diversity of people it reflects the makeup of our country right now. And I think there's some value not only to protecting people's stories, but to showing that really we could be hearing from the stage from our neighbors, and we don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Being Here, The Refugee Project is not the first production put on by the Belfry that has utilized documentary theater to tackle complex subjects. Birnbaum, a self-described theater rat, wanted to pursue theater professionally, but lacked the confidence and chose to complete a degree in journalism, a profession he stated had similar qualities. Eventually, he found his way back to theater and combined the two focuses to study documentary theater. Birnbaum and Michael Shimada, the current artistic director of the Belfry, previously collaborated on a play in 2014 called Home is a Beautiful Word, a play that addressed homelessness.
Michael, for years, had wanted to address the topic of homelessness on the stage at the Belfry, but had never quite found the right way to do it. People had pitched him stories about, fictional stories about homelessness, and they hadn't seemed right. And then when I started doing my schooling about verbatim theater and we started talking about this as a potential approach, he invited me to come and interview people in Victoria, and we came to the agreement that the best way to do that would be to interview a kaleidoscopic view of people. So not just homeless people. Of course, homeless people were part of the story, but to interview housed people and children and senior citizens, politicians, business leaders. The whole city of Victoria is responsible for homelessness, because it's everybody's issue. That's why it's there. We're all responsible. And that play, Home is a Beautiful Word, was not only sold out, but critically acclaimed and did very well. And so a few years later, Michael asked me to come back and do a project about refugees. And that's where we are now.
During 2015, when there were large waves of Syrian refugees being welcomed into Canada, Shimada reached out to Birnbaum inquiring about creating a theater project around the issue. After cycling through many iterations of scripts and approaches, they realized that what was missing was that kaleidoscopic view of including multiple perspectives they had first utilized in Home is a Beautiful Word.
This is kind of the third iteration of this play. When I was first commissioned, it was just to do a play about Syrian refugees. It was just after the large wave of Syrian refugees was welcomed into Canada. And Michael said, why don't we do a play about Syrian refugees? And we started doing those interviews, and the interviews were interesting. But what we quickly realized was that the traditional media was doing a very good job of covering the story of Syrian refugees. And so we sort of changed track, and we started to look at the question of who gets in and who doesn't. And so that broadened the lens from Syrian refugees to refugees from all sorts of different places. And then that iteration was, we were toying with the idea of that iteration being almost a game show, having a game show element. So there'd be a documentary element and then a game show element. And that, we had a workshop on that script in 2018. And it was interesting, but it still didn't feel right. And so then we sort of took a step back and thought, what are we missing? What could we have in this script that we don't? And we came to the idea, so maybe you beat us to the punch when you're asking about the kaleidoscopic view. Maybe we didn't realize that we already had the solution from last time, but we thought, what is really interesting, in addition to the incredible stories of refugees, what is really interesting is the relationships that are formed between the people that are helping and the refugees. And that's both challenging and rewarding. And so now we have a script that features both the stories of the refugees and their journeys to Canada and the relationships with the people that have helped them. One of my favorite speeches in the play is the character, and it's weird to call them characters because they're people, but the voice of the person who we've given the name Hannah talks about the feeling of safe. Like, she just wanted to feel safe. And that to her was having a country where she could feel safe. And I think that when I sat and listened to the stories from these people over and over again, they were also fascinating. But the one thing that kept ringing true for me was how this person has every right to have the same feeling of safe or the same basic needs met as I do. And yet inevitably we don't. And how unfair and unsettling that is. It's my hope that theater takes people a little further down their path of thinking about and feeling about the world around them. And so if we've done our job right, I hope that people will develop an empathy for their fellow human beings that maybe wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm. I hope so too.
Thank you.
These are very difficult times that we're going through right now, and I think the work that you're doing is so important. And I'm glad that arts aren't being canceled either.
Yeah, you know, it's as you say, they're very difficult times, and we almost need art and community more than ever right now. When it's taken away, we see not only the value of it, but the cost of it when it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.